it really is important to pair metacognitive strategies with cognitive strategies. Metacognitive strategies simply refers to thinking about thinking. It's beneficial and certainly validated in research that they have a series of cognitive steps to employ to solve problems, whatever the problem might be. The metacognitive strategies help students think about what steps that they're supposed to be using, that's the self-instruction, and then pausing to check about whether they are indeed using those various cognitive strategy steps, which really refers to the self-monitoring. For students with mathematics learning disabilities, we want them to become independent learners and to use strategies for solving various problems and to be able to pause and ask themselves questions about how they're proceeding and back up and check on a particular step. Through the use of cognitive strategies paired with metacognitive strategies, the goal is to empower them to be more independent learners, and that's definitely something we strive for when we teach students with learning disabilities. I think that there is difficulty in students learning how to implement metacognitive strategies independently because they may not know how to approach the learning task. They may not be aware of their own ability to self-monitor, to self-instruct, to use self-talk, self-verbalizations for tackling tasks. Usually students with mathematics learning disabilities really need to be taught to use metacognitive strategies and to learn the metacognitive strategies to mastery before being able to use them independently.